escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BTP. It's going to take a break now. I'm sure he'll be back tonight doing another double. DOC with a hot microphone. And you follow Linnell Willingham, your microphone is on fire because he brings the high, he brings the heat. And my dear friend, the Buckeye, is back in control of all production. And Wesley, how are you?
I'm doing great, Doc.
You sound kind of thin. Your voice is thin today. Is that a lack of confidence, or did you have a rough night?
No, I didn't have a rough night. You know, I was with my friends all night, but enjoyed my 4th of July, but no, I'm doing
so
great.
Are you like the Linnell? Will you have an objection to the 4th celebrations, or are you all in?
I'm all in, you know. Yeah, I love fireworks. I grew up, my dad was addicted to them.
Dad was what?
He was addicted to shooting off fireworks when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, like I said, in California, you walk out your house and let one off. Now, I think that's insane. I like it here where it's more controlled areas. But, I mean, you see them, people, they get them and they fire them off. And there's a level. I do understand what Big L is saying in terms of danger. Adult supervision and the whole nine yards. That's why I like it where you get people at a, whether it's downtown, with water for wherever, and you just enjoy it. I don't think it should be designed for amateurs to operate it, but then again, we do a lot of crazy things in our society that don't make any sense. So at least this one's, it was just beautiful. Last night, I mean, I think I've been there to 20 years to this. It was incredible. The results that it produced, and so job well done to that, and always keeping the mindset as to why we have these celebrations and the people that all the people sacrifice, and we just in for the party. So as long as we keep that in mind, that then it's all good. Boy, I love it. You know, Big L, and he's not wrong. Terry McLaurin is something that anybody that loves, well, to love it's one thing, but to bleed burgundy and gold. See, y'all can have a love because you fall in and out of love. But if you cut yourself open and you bleeding, that's real. So those of us that bleed burgundy and gold, and hopefully they'll actually get the colors right eventually. But nevertheless, like I say, if it's in polka dots and they're winning, I'm all in. What I don't want to be, I don't ever want to go back to last place. I wake up with chills thinking about how horrible that was. And some of you, like Big L, he's never seen anything else. As much as he tries to play it off, I heard him screaming and hollering doing post-game shows. He was on, him and Denton Day. And he was, I've never seen, and of course, they're both toddlers to me. He was so excited. The Hail Mary game, every time they had success, I could see the ridicule that he'd taken his school and everybody else that wore the colors back in the day. While the Lone Star State with the IQ of one star received the praise. So he was battered by that. He's really, what do they call it, post, it's not post-concussion, but there's a, it'll come to me, or one of y'all will pull my coat. It's a traumatic, it's a stress deal that Linnell is suffering from because of being teased and having his team in last place most of his life. So now it's a whole brand new day, whole brand new horizon. And if you really want to learn and understand the game, the Bruin and Hoffman take command. Do yourself a favor and tune in and check it out. As they rank the top coaches and the coordinators, the whole thing. It is as well, it's spectacular. This is the kind of work they do, though. The Bruin and Hoffman, they're playing at a whole different level. Unfortunately, it's a level that not everyone can follow because you just don't know it. It's like taking you to a higher level of algebra. Nobody's fault, but people are reduced to the simple things like cheating, gambling, or playing fantasy, or doing whatever the hell you're doing, but it ain't ball. If you want ball, and you're not tuned in to take command, then you fake is a $3 bill. Because these two brothers, they are spewing the gospel. And it's about fundamentals, evaluation, and how you win games. Some of y'all just want to go to like a masquerade party. You just want to dress up and look the part. But in order to win the game, you have to have people that connect. And they break it down in a way that, God, I was in tears. It was so good. That it's more than just having size and strength. It's not a one per. It's not tennis. It's not bowling. It's not golf. You got to get 11 goons doing the same thing at the same time for the right reasons. And that's incredibly difficult. That's why I think that football is the number one draw. It's the degree of difficulty. And that's why, to me, Kansas City a year ago, it was just absolutely incredible that they made it to another Super Bowl. Now, they ran into a brick manure house, because that's who Philly is. You can hate. Now, you can't hate Philly and like football. You can hate the fan base. I get that. But you cannot, winning football. Some of y'all don't want to win because you never won, because you've never really been a part of anything like this. It's a team thing, not just an individual. You may have great skills. You're a horse racer, you're driving a car. You got a whole bunch of things. You ski well. That's singular. This is 11 people acting as one. And when you talk about DQ, and even if you got a great head coach, if you got a jackass as general manager, don't work. You got to be in sync. And this is what, to me, Washington has done a magnificent job of. Now, I know what you're about to say. Well, following that manure show they followed, anybody would look good. That's wrong. This is an art, and it's not easy. And the fact that they didn't have to change their staff is a huge advantage. It's a plus. Shortens the curb, because those guys get along. They have to be there together 23 hours a day trying to build a formula and a plan. I think it's really encouraging, because this upcoming season, we're going to find out who we all are. Especially those that follow. See, some of you follow the Burgundy and Gold. Some of you cheer for the burgundy gold, and then some of us bleed burgundy and gold. And there are three different categories. We're going to be tested. And if you don't think the New York Giants right now are laying out in the wood, they're dying. They can't wait. You know why? Because they can provide pressure. And when you got to deal with JD5, you got no shot. None. They check those boxes. And also in the opener, you always have the element is that we don't know, you don't know. We're kind of like trying to feel it out. I'm telling you right now, I'm so laser focused on week one, game one, and then seeing how defensively, now we got some advantages because you don't know what's going to happen. And I love their approach. Love everything about it. But talk is cheap. So we're going to find out how this thing makes itself a reality so that we can set an edge, not have people stuff the ball down our throat, that we start doing the stuffing, and that we get us a Gila monster out of that defensive front. Anybody wants it, be my guest. But we got to have us somebody over there that wants a bag or is getting a bag has got to be able to command and demand a double team. All the badasses have one. There ain't that many of them, but you got to get one. You got to make one. As much money as they throw around over there, you got to get better results. If not, then it's like the Wizards. Now, here we go back again. Paying money is one thing. Getting results is another. Same thing with the Nats. Same thing with the Caps. Entertaining as hell. That's great. Now we all into the home run derby, and I'm glad we got Woodstock. I'm glad we got him going in. That's fine. All that's cute. Home run derby. I don't give a damn about that. I want to win baseball games. Popularity. Who gives a damn? I don't. Boat raced at my own park. 11 runs. Are you kidding me? And you talking about a damn home run derby? Well, that's the kid. That's youth, 27 years old. So excited. He's in the derby. I don't give a damn. And I damn sure don't want my pictures in it. But again, it's entertainment value. Don't hate. I'm just giving you me. If you can get your behind toe up at home and all you run around talking about is a damn home run derby, you lost me, Slim. They better come out today, man, and get this thing done and flip the script. 11, you, no. Not feeling it. Not feeling it. Buckeye, who have you insulted lately?
Insulted? Nobody.
Maybe. I don't know. You're pretty hard on my boy Carpenter, man.
That doesn't count. He went to Michigan.
See, I love y'all's door because it's real. I used to think Auburn and Alabama had a real thing, and they did for a minute. But then, when it's for real, it could never die. As long as you're alive,
absolutely.
How the hell could Auburn and Alabama, which once upon a time was all that, nothing?
See, in my life,
Texas, Oklahoma. Legit?
Yeah. Legit. Okay. Oklahoma thinks so. Texas fans,
there you go.
There you go.
There's no other downright, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, Michigan, Ohio State. Like, I'm waiting on the game now. Because there's nothing else for me to really look forward to that generates this type of focus. Where it's a genuine Hatfields-McCoy. I mean, what other rivalries now do you really believe are rivalries?
Army-Navy, I think, will always be.
Now, that's for real. And last year, oh, my goodness. You got one.
Oh, yeah.
You got one. So that's on our – you know, I love the Mount Rushmore ideals, and when we start talking about it, primarily because it's only four. I don't need 10 or 15 or nothing. But four, to squeeze into that, it's got to be for real. So you got Michigan, Ohio State. I think we agree, number one.
Absolutely. Two, I'd go Army-Navy, especially with
Army-Navy. I'm not mad at you. I love that. I think that is definitely there.
Now, for college basketball, Duke, North Carolina.
You know, it don't matter what level it is. If it's a rivalry, it could be high school. All I'm saying is that if it's a rivalry, that's minimum 20 to 30 years that you've been getting after with something. It doesn't have to be pro. It could be high school. But it's got to be one that your granddaddy, your father, everybody's been involved and had their moment in it. Otherwise, it's commercial. But it has been able to generate. So where somebody right now is pulling over in their car because they want to get involved, that's a rivalry. Not fake. And both teams don't have to. If both teams had only won one game apiece, they wanted to be that game. That's a rivalry. Doesn't have to be the national championship. Does not have to be online. It's the fact that I can't stand you. That's why this so fake Washington-Dallas thing. Ain't no damn rivalry. The rivalry has got to show itself up and never, ever, no matter what records are, change to be in the Mount Rushmore of rivalries. Duke, Carolina. Rivalry. Absolutely, we're going. I mean, it don't matter. Like I said, it could be Little League.
Exactly.
But it's got to have passed the criteria. It's got to be not Johnny come lately. Because if your grandfather don't agree with this, it's not a rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the years with Pedro Martinez and Alex Rodriguez.
It was unbelievable.
Roger Clemens.
Oh,
they were throwing at each other. They don't do that.
That was some, look, and it pains me because I grew up Dodgers Giants.
Yeah.
But they done taken their thing to the parking lot. Let me tell you how bad it is out there. And thank God they've backed off of this. But it was like they was having wars in parking lots. It was stupid. And that's not what we condone. We're not trying to advocate that. We want to be on the field of play. You made me think of Army-Navy last year alone. I mean, what year... Tony Roberts, God rest his soul, I was so lucky to have been able to do three of those Army-Navy games and to feel that atmosphere in the booth. It's hard to describe it. I'm surprised that the Georgia Bulldogs aren't involved in a rivalry that we would have made this. You know, I just don't that because they've been good a long time, and you would think, but I just don't consider Alabama Georgia rivalry.
No, and it's gone up a little bit last couple of years when they've gone back and forth in the SEC championship game. But I mean, they play Georgia Tech every year and win 59-0.
Yeah, the world doesn't stop for it. I mean, when you're in a rivalry, and I don't consider it to be what it was back in the Stone Ages, with SC UCLA. And it's not a rivalry. Now, here we go. I knew this would bring him out. Okay, guess who just woke up? Big Tony. And I knew it would draw him out. This was like putting bait. This was simple. And I was waiting to see what he was going to say. Because number one, but let's do this. Let's take a break. And I'll come back and tell you why I knew Big Tony would surface. This would lure him out. And what I wanted to know was, Slim, you can't say nothing that hadn't happened like 20 years ago. But I'll save that. But we come back after the break. DOC on a hot microphone along with the Buckeye. And it's going to get funky up here today. So grab a seat. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Welcome back. Overtime. DOC, Wesley the Buckeye. Coach Naki is going to talk some round ball with us. Big L did a hell of a good job breaking it down, talking about the Wizards. I love his loyalty. The big fella, Mitch Tischler, he will wrap up the Commanders. Brother Holder, you know, we got things going on. Team USA and Mexico Sunday. Wesley, I know being a Buckeye, you probably don't have the depth to expand yourself to a lot of sports, but I hope you will at least put an eyeball on Team USA and Mexico Sunday.
I will. I have a lot of friends that are soccer fans.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful sport, and I love that. And again, could have a surprise for you today, which I'm really excited about. Because rivalries, which we talked about, and Big Tony, to his credit, rivalry. He said Steelers Raiders. But the last time either one of them was good, I had an afro. So I don't call that a rivalry.
Oh, no, Green Bay and Chicago.
Can't be in last place. I can't do Chicago. Okay. You can't do Chicago. Ain't no damn rivalry you in last place every year. I beg your pardon. Well, you know what? That is kind of twisted. Because records don't really matter if it's a real rivalry. So I give you that. I give you that. And there's no love lost between them. You might be on a point with that. You may very well. I may have to reject myself again because the records, I guess you can say, don't matter when there's that, oh man, this disdain. It's like when you homecoming in high school. Nothing better than a homecoming game when you play in somebody you despise. I mean, it's just, it enhances the victory. That's why beating Dallas in the NFC Championship game equaled, if not suppressed, beating Miami in the Super Bowl. That's the power of a rivalry when it gets that deep. So, Big Tony, you're right. Ravens. I go Ravens. Ravens and Steelers is just, it's a gas, man, to see that. And then again, but the Ravens, and damn near against almost anybody, I'm a huge fan of how they approach football. And there's so much, you notice most of the conversation about the Ravens is about winning a Super Bowl. Everybody knows that they'll be damn good. You never hear people discuss, well, they suck. They don't suck. They never suck. They may not win the final game of the year, but they're never an embarrassment. They're always highly competitive and reckless. How can you not like that? So I'm glad that we're scrimmaging. I'm glad that we are sparring with them. I never understood why that last group, what you got Mike Tyson right down the street and you don't want to spar with him so you can get better? I never understood that. I think it's a really, really, really good move in that. So not bad.
Is a Michigan fan. His sister went there.
No, I understand that. No, you don't have to hate. I mean, Ron Springs, man, that brother, I love that brother, man. Buckeye. I mean, you can Cornelius Green, who's DC, man. No, I have great love. That's the beauty of it.
I will say this. When Michigan beat Alabama in their bowl game this year, I thought it was pretty funny. You know, because I don't like the SEC. You know, they always.
But did you pull for Alabama just because it was Big Blue?
It's hard because the SEC at that point, you know, with Lane Kiffin tweeting out, oh, this is SEC, I did kind of enjoy seeing Alabama lose.
Yeah. But you didn't enjoy seeing Michigan win.
Sure. I'll never enjoy that. But I was happy that Alabama lost, not Michigan winning. I'll put it that way.
Well, it's interesting. And, you know, we'll find out. The thing about it is that the rivalries, and I'm glad now there's so much talk, NBA making moves. You heard Big L. And with the Wizard, and I agree with him. I think, you know, I can sense moving in the right direction means a lot, but you got to get somebody who can score. I think they did that well. The Kuminga move would be interesting. But I just think that, well, we'll ask a man whose life was about hoops, and he's been at the top of his class in every category. Coach Naki will join us, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, all that and more when we return to overtime.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, DOC, the Buckeye, Wesley here, and now we are honored to have a gentleman who shares his time with us on holidays. It doesn't really matter. He is courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and it's Coach Chris Nocke. Coach, how you doing, man? Happy 4th.
Right back at you, Doc. Hope it was a good holiday, man. You got all 10 fingers?
Yeah, well, see, I don't touch it. All I just watch it. You know what I mean?
I go over to
the silo out here in Great Falls, man. It's absolutely spectacular.
Nice.
Great crowd.
Nice.
Largest crowd ever. But the fireworks, I mean, to be totally blown away by it. This one was beyond. It's the best I've seen in 20 years. And so
that
was awesome. It was awesome. And anytime you get together with a group, I mean, you know, much younger days, doing Georgetown, Riverfront, you're doing all that.
Yeah.
Everything has its own flair to it. It's all good.
You know, also, but, Doc, as you get older, it's nice to play home games like you played last night, right? You know?
There you go. There you go. You know what? You never said anything better than not being on the road. And I was listening to Big L today, WWE, and he was going through the NBA thing because that's his heart. His heart is hoops. And I understand it. I'm looking at OKC, and I'm thinking about the Wizards. Everybody that wins, and you know this because you coached, you had to build teams. Kuminga, the name coming out. I'm still trying to determine. First of all, I always start at the top. Whoever's the champion, I look at the champion, and I go, okay, it's OKC. We don't have a one that can compare to this dude because the brother's the MVP of the league.
Right.
Fair? Okay.
Absolutely. Yep.
Their two would be a one here, right? Jalen Williams would be a one here.
Spot on.
No doubt about it.
Franchise player.
He's a franchise player. So that two thing, you don't have that either. I'm looking and I'm saying to myself, they want it all. But to me, without the move from Chicago to get Caruso and the Knickerbockers to get Hartenstein, I don't know if that happened. Number one, I don't think they would have gotten past Humpty Dumpty had Denver been healthy. There's no way you can convince me that Denver would not have been in that championship game if Humpty Dumpty almost did it, but he had a shoestring roster. They were depleted.
Yeah, and I think one of the lessons of OKC and, of course, of Indiana as well is that depth is the thing now. You know, I mean, these guys, they were so deep, both squads. Denver's starting five was certainly up for the fight, certainly
no
good
doubt.
Enough. But no when
doubt.
You go to the Pine, there was a big delta there, and that ended up being the difference in the series. I want to just go back to something you touched on. I love Caruso and the edge that he gives a team. I just think that Hartenstein was the single best free agent pickup. In retrospect, I would never have thought it when he signed,
right.
But of last year. And the reason is because I love Chet. I love the skill set that Chet brings you.
Well, Gumby,
you know,
he got to eat some Wheaties.
Yeah, and his best days are certainly ahead of him.
Oh no, he's freak now, freaky skill set.
But he doesn't give you the presence that they needed to, you know, to take the next step. And the Hartenstein thing was a shrewd pickup, and it ended up just being gold for them. He did all the little things. He's got the big body. He's a selfless player and an unselfish defender. He just did a lot of things well for the team. Didn't need the ball to score. That was sort of the final check mark, if you will, I think.
And then Dort, when you get a bulldog, a middle linebacker playing basketball, I mean, this brother kills me, because I was really happy. And I always say that, I know Coach Thompson was smiling down. Whenever a team has a legitimate defensive commitment, now a lot of teams, basketball players talk it, but very few wrap it around and enjoy it. I haven't seen people play with that kind of zeal defensively and not be forced to. I mean, that was it was crazy. And I saw some of that from the Pistons this year. That's why I was really happy to see anybody that comes from the dead and rises, I'm proud of, because I'm hoping that for the Wizards.
So the Pistons are my new favorite team, and it's largely because they have young stars who don't bitch and moan at every call. They just play.
Yeah.
And I love that about them. But back to Dort, this is the NBA equivalent of a shutdown corner. And it's not shutdown corners don't shut down play guys on every single play. It just doesn't happen like that. The rules are skewed in every sport for the offensive players. And so even the best shutdown corners in the NFL get beat. And it happens. It happens. Yeah. But more often than not, you can count on them. They're available. They play out on an island for you. And that's exactly what Dort did against Halliburton while he was there. And Halliburton was great. I mean, he had a phenomenal playoff run. And props to him. I mean, I thought he really shined for sure. But, I mean, he had to work for everything he got. And there were a couple
games. How about Carlisle? Talk to us about coach to coach. Because I'm not hating. But to me, this dude, he's a cut above. Because he was able to stop runs structurally.
Yeah. I think all you need to know about how good he is after one of the games that Indiana had won, and the head coach from OKC was asked, what's it like to coach against Rick Carlisle? And his response was, it's humbling. You know, which is such a great response, such a great quote. In the NBA, coaching is minimized. It's the ultimate players' league, right? And yet, I thought that what he continually did in every series was subtle and brilliant. And man, he has learned. He has come so far. And of course, he's got a ring. But and that ring he got with Dallas and Dirk was really outstanding, considering they beat Miami for the championship. But Doc, this might have been his finest moment. I mean, as great as that championship was, this was a run from out of the shadows, you know, in the East. As people were sort of, you know, figuring out the play land of the, you know, the lay of the land in the playoffs. You didn't hear a whole lot of Indiana love at the start of the NBA playoff tournament.
Not at all.
So, yeah, he deserves much love.
I love hearing you co-sign it, and I'm looking at this, and one thing about the NBA that I enjoy is that everybody's hunting to have a king, have that star, and you're not going to be there without it, because you got to get somebody that can get to the line or you can get a shot like Steph. To me, the funniest thing about basketball is that one of the smallest guys in the league, to me, I'll let you make the decision, KD, Steph, when it comes to unstoppable.
I mean, Jalen Brunson's that way right now. You know, I mean, he's playing in a little different level. You know, Ducks, some of the things that you're talking about here, too, you talked about Shea, and you talked about Jalen Williams, and you talked about Steph. Those guys weren't top two picks. You know, they were, I mean, hell, Shea was drafted by the Clippers and traded for PG-13. So, you have to, part of it is being a little bit lucky, but you just have to, and by the way, Jalen Williams was on the board when the Wizards were picking the year he came out, and they didn't take him. But same thing is true with Kawhi Leonard. They didn't take him either.
we shouldn't be bitching about – see, because to me it seemed like the Wizards and a lot of the people that follow the Wizards were like, hey, we sucked so we could get Flag. Really? I can't go into the beginning of a campaign planning to fail to get somebody who's an unknown.
Yeah.
And blaming it on the fact that the league cheated, and they probably did, on it. But what's new? I'm just why I need you as a coach to say, how the hell do I start a season off planning the tank to get a ghost? When I look around and go, okay, you got the second pick in Star, in Shar. So I'm saying, is this dude an alien? I don't think so.
I don't either.
He's damn good. He may be damn good. He ain't no damn alien. Koulibaly, like him a lot. Is he an alien?
I don't think so.
So when it comes down to it, how do you build? So they said, Kamunga. I'm hearing Big L doing the WWE thing about Kamunga and all that. I like him. He's a skill set guy. But I like Jordan Poole, too. See, I'm just like going, I like what I see when people are doing it as opposed to what I've got to hope and imagine they were going to do. I think that's hope. That's Disneyland crap.
I think the other thing is, for anybody who's ever played, I mean, just to go into a season just with a conception that you're failing to be better and to perhaps be better next year, it's idiotic. It's fool's gold because, like you said, you don't know what next year looks like. And also, I tell you what, Doc, in a league like that, if you're preparing to fail and you're going to accept failure, you may be unemployed. Obviously the Stars are going to get paid. They're going to keep jobs. But if you're just another guy, if you're a Jag, right, just a guy on that bench, you may be unemployed. So that's completely, unacceptable to be able to look at any season like that.
Yeah, no, and it's got to be hard as a coach. And I'm not hating. I'm just saying, let's keep this thing real. And I hope they keep Marcus Smart. I hope he stays on because I think he's got what I want, a blood transfusion with some of these other guys, because he's a straight-out dog.
And I thought they traded for some maturity when they traded Poole for C.J. McCollum. Middleton, Smart, those guys, those guys have been through the wars. Now, McCollum hasn't won to the level that Marcus Smart has, or even Middleton, who's got a ring. But he's a mature guy, very well-liked in the league, and maybe you're better off. Poole is a talented guy for sure, but maybe you're better off with this level of maturity in the locker room.
I'm going to ask you this, and then we'll let you get back because I know you got a pickleball match coming up this afternoon. But I was like, LeBron James and all that. I ain't mad. I'm not hating. The dude is super, super great. He's been all of that. But in terms of my childhood team ever being good again, they had to get rid of the clown show front office, which hopefully – that's coming. But Luka, right now, you're coaching the Lakers. You got one guy who has got to be mentioned in everything forever. He's trying to tease you. You paying him $52 million, and you can't get out of the first round. Then you got another guy that's not in shape, and he's now holding you hostage for hundreds of millions. I'm just saying right now, you're the Lakers coach. What do you say to your team?
Doc, I tell you what, I'm lost on that one because I don't know how you win in a situation like that. I mean, I love LeBron. I love what he's given the league. I love Luka as an entertainer. I don't really love him as a
guts as a coach.
Yeah. Oh, no question. And then you talk about the possibility of picking up DeAndre Ayton, who hadn't played hard in years.
So
I don't know where you go. I don't know. I honestly think Redick turned out to be a pretty good choice to coach that team. I thought that, I thought he did a decent job.
Yeah.
But you're only as good as the guys that you're going to have on that roster, and they need depth. They need dogs.
They need
LeBron has ceased to be the dog he once was. You know, I mean, where he would just he would rip your heart out to win games. I mean, it's unbelievable how long he's played at this level. But he's not the LeBron of, you know, even 8 or 9 years ago. So they're so far away, Doc. I'd almost rather be the Wizards to some degree than where the Lakers are. And I at least the Wizards have kind of the hope that youth brings you.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're right on that. Coach, we appreciate that, man. Tell the guys over at the country club that I apologize for keeping you too long. Hey, Wes, you got to understand with Coach Naki, man. He's privileged, okay? And he's earned that right. But he can get into any club here in town simply by showing his ID.
That's why I'm at Planet Fitness paying $9 a month for, you know, to lift with the unwashed here. It's all good.
All right,
man.
Brother. Number love for you, man. Enjoy the rest of the fourth. All right, good deal.
Later.
That is Coach Naki right here. I mean, just the dude is unbelievable. Listen, we've got the big fella, Tischler, coming up. Stay with us here on Overtime. In the nation's capital. We're getting on a roll now. Hope you're recovering. I assume a lot of people had a late night. Tell you one guy who made sure he got his rest because he's always on call. And it is Mitch Tischler, who joins us now courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Buckeye, you're going to get to me by type because you did a heavy metal on me, so I couldn't quite grab it. But I assume he's not there.
No, he's on the next segment.
Oh, okay. All right, good deal then. So we got a few more moments to get to the top. Love, Coach, man. That was good stuff. Good stuff. I really meant to ask him, dag nabbit. That's why at my age now you got to write everything down. Because I think what the Fever have done in the W, without Caitlin Clark, deserves a Fun Bunch high five. I don't know if you are you big into the wagering game?
Like betting?
Yeah.
No, I am not. My friends do ask me for advice. I give it to them, but I don't do it myself.
So wait a minute. Let me care if I heard that right. You mean somebody would be... Oh, you're the source.
I am.
Okay. But you don't put no money up for nothing.
No, I don't. A few times, like I've done Army-Navy. Okay. But I will say, I do not bet on Ohio State. I did it once against Northwestern this year. I had them covering the spread, and they didn't do it. Never again, Doc. Never again.
Oh, I'm with you. Look, I'm not mad. I'm not mad. You know, I just can't wait to get Dr. Holder on about the Mount Rushmore. We've hit some real crazy topics that have been really cool. And I'm sure that when most people wake up from being hungover, they will go. And it's a beautiful thing about the Odyssey app that allows you to go on the app, hit rewind, catch up with what you may have missed, and then get involved. Yeah, and we'll be doing that. It's so why don't we take another break and then get to the top of the hour? Because I assume that's what you're intimating.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so let's do that. Come back, and we'll come back with Big Mitch. And we may even ask the JP reference. We'll ask Mitch if JP Finley, the star, if he had a public appearance to make last night or he actually shared it with his beautiful girls. We'll be back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.